Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No. But we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you. We share your comments and your thoughts to the best, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
It's true. But please do remember, we are podcast hosts, not experts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
Or like if you have a question about golf, ask a golf pro.
Sure, yes.
Saying like perhaps the question isn't of a medical or a mental health variety. Then you might need to branch out to your different kinds of experts.
Yep.
But if you think we're the experts you want to talk to, you can reach us via voicemail or text at 781-591-0390, or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And if you'd like to reach out to us, which we hope that you do, you can call or text us at 781-591-0390 or email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You know, I'm having a really hard time because I have a tiny bag of M&Ms that are half open and I just want to chomp on them right now. And it's like really hard to resist them. I've got to hide them. I'm not against eating them. It's that the sound of me chomping on an M&M is not good podcasting. It will also drive Dory nuts. So
it will. It's true.
So I'm hiding them, but I just love, like, there's no better time of year than when doctor's offices have Halloween candy. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. So Dory, greetings to you on this fine, fine day.
And good day to you as well.
Good day to you, madam.
How are you?
You know, I am pretty good. I have a lot of thoughts in my head about things I want to talk about on the podcast. And I'm going to save it. But one thing I have, I mean, I'll send
that's
this to you.
Cheese.
I'll send this to you in an email. But I was thinking, like, one thing I kind of wanted to circle back to is, like, what is our current skincare lineup? Because I don't know if you're like me, but I've been kind of, I kind of feel like a lot of the roles in my lineup have been like, they've been filled with like permanent members. Like, I think I have a permanent sunscreen. I have a permanent face wash. I've got some permanent moisturizers. And I'm wondering if you're kind of there too. So I wanted to send, I'm going to pitch this to you in an email, but I was thinking it might be fun to like go through our list and see if we have any that like they're not going to move anymore. Like, I'm done trying out sunscreens, for example.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I just wanted to throw that out there as a future topic that I thought might be kind of, it's intriguing to me.
Listen, I'm intrigued. I do sometimes feel like when we do those episodes, though, that I just say the same things that I've been using forever. But I'm trying to think if there's some, if there have been some new friends in the rotation.
I guess what I want to know is, like, have you landed on a permanent lineup? Like, do you have your first batter, second batter, third batter, the D? Like, do you have all the positions filled with full-time employees of your, like, skincare product employees?
You're really going for this metaphor.
I'm trying to find one that works, you know?
Well, remember, we've had this conversation where, like, you've said that you like to, like, dabble in things, and I'm more of, like, a long-term, you're more polyamorous with your skincare, I'm more monogamous with my skincare, and so that's when I say, like, I feel like my stuff hasn't really changed, that's because I feel like I have had a go-to lineup for quite some time. However, there are some, like, occasional pinch hitters, if you will.
I will. People come in off the list. Okay.
Yeah. Or even like base runners, who like, I think especially because we do get a lot of stuff sent to us. And sometimes if I'm like, oh, I've run out of X, but someone sent us the same thing, then I will just sub that in because like, I don't want it to go to waste. You know what I mean?
Totally. Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
So, yeah. So that's just kind of my thought. But yeah, I'm happy. You know, I'm always happy to do a prod rundown.
I think it might be fun. It might be time. It might be time.
All right.
Anyway, that's just when we talk about serums, that's just in the forefront of my brain. But I'll tell you what else is going on is that I went for a hike this past weekend. I got up super early after being out watching an outdoor movie at my friend Katie's house. So my friend Katie had a bunch of us, our friends over, only vaxxed people to watch a movie outside, which was a real treat, I have to say. It was so much fun to see friends and kind of feel normal. It's like people I have not seen this whole pandemic. So that was really wonderful.
That's so fun.
It was so fun. I ate pizza, just felt like kind of normal. And then, but we were out late because we watched a very bad horror movie called Terror Train from, I think, 1980, starring Jamie Lee Curtis. So we went to bed at like midnight and then I woke up at 6 to get up to go hiking at 7 the next morning. But I was refreshed on the trail. I wore my new hiking shoes and I wore my new Camelback water bottle backpack, both of which were recommended to me via an REI specialist during my free consultation, which was a thing a listener told me to do. And I just, it was such a great start to my Sunday. And
yeah, that's so nice.
I went with about seven other people, all friends, through a parenting group here in LA. And it was just really nice. I don't have any other like good word to describe it. It just felt great to be outside. It felt great to be with other people. It was kind of, it was like the span over those like 24 hours, I felt like I had more human interaction than I had had in the last year and a half. And it like almost makes me emotional to think about because, I mean, as a person who is like, likes a lot of space and quiet, but also thrives off of human interaction, the last year and a half has been really hard for me and really lonely. And not only just having human interaction, but human interaction that like felt uninhibited and not like me worried that I've like breathed too hard and I didn't have my mask on, you know, like just kind of also without COVID being the number one thing, you know, like I felt like I was able to kind of talk about other things a little bit.
Yes.
And all of it just felt so good.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad.
So I'm trying to, I really like also felt good hiking. Like my body felt really good. So I am, I'm hoping to make this monthly with this group, but I'm also thinking I might want to try to do another hike by myself just to keep getting on the trail, if you will.
Yeah.
So that felt great.
Sounds awesome.
I really like, as cheesy as it is to say, I find nature to be like so, just such a way of caring for myself. And like nature in LA means you're like surrounded by a million people and they're doodle dogs, but you know, it counts.
Hey, you know what? I don't think it's cheesy to say that.
Okay, thanks.
So, just putting that up.
Well, I appreciate your support, but I want to talk more about your nails.
I am here for you. Okay. So, my nails. I did my nails. I gave myself a mani-pedi with the advertiser Olive and June. Man, like they have a pedicure kit, they have a manicure kit. And I actually was going to go to a nail salon because I haven't been to a nail salon in so long. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just treat myself. But the place I was thinking of going was, it was on Sunday and it was closed. And then I was like, I have all this stuff right here. Like, why don't I just do it myself? And one thing that I have realized in doing my nails by myself is that, like, they look good. Do they look perfect? No, but they look good. And like, honestly, especially the toes, no one is getting like super close.
No. It'd be, you know, so weird if we were.
Right. And so like, you know, are my nails like filed perfectly? Is the polish like as smooth as a professional could have done it? No, but like, I did a pretty decent job and like, you can't really tell like when I'm wearing sandals and I don't know if you can see, but this is my
They
hands.
Look good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, they look really good.
Oh, thanks, Kate.
You're welcome. I mean, you know, and one thing that's kind of nice about Olive and June, because they are an advertiser, but we were talking about them before they were an advertiser because I bought that manicure kit just on my own. And you know me, like I am not a nail doer, but even I have mastered it with that, the manicure and the pedicure kits, both really good. And I love all their polishes. I like the red that you've chosen. It's really spicy.
Oh, thank you. I was just interested in something a little bright.
Were you going out and you wanted like your hands and feet to look good or was it more just like time to refresh the bod?
No, I was going out and I was like, let me just give myself, let me just like freshen things up a bit. So I did, and I'm just happy with how it turned out.
That is so awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I think our promo code with them still works. If you use promo code Forever35 at checkout, you get 20% off.
Do you remember what color you put on your nails this time? What red that is?
I don't.
It's very, well, Dory just has a nice cherry tomato red on her hands right now that I can see via the computer.
Thank you so much.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeah. Ahead. So that's all. I mean, I will say, like, one thing that they do include in the kit that makes things really easy is the little brush to clean things up.
I love that tool. That paint brush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that little mini paintbrush. Because then you don't really, even if you don't like get it exactly on your nail, you don't have to really worry about it.
Do you find like the act of painting your nails to be calming? No.
not my feet. Like, giving yourself a pedicure is actually kind of hard.
It requires a bit of a gymnastic ability.
It requires some dexterity that, like, I don't totally possess. So that I did not find, like, relaxing. Like, I'm pleased with the end result, but I wouldn't say it was, like, relaxing.
But do you, like, put on music or put on a TV show or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Kate, I love how sometimes, like, I feel like you want me to be more like, I don't know. Sometimes you ask me these questions and I'm just like, what? No. Like,
what do you think I'm doing? And I'm like, did you light a candle and kind of like turn on classical music while you did that manicure? And you're like, what the fuck? No.
I'm like, that sounds nice, but like, no. I appreciate you.
Dory, can I just say that we've started watching Squid Game in our house? Have you started watching this?
No, and I don't plan to.
So is that because you know what it's about? Kind of?
I know what it's about, but I've also heard that it's quite violent, and I don't yes. really like violent shows or movies, and so that like is that's like a turnoff for me.
Yeah, so I mean, that is exactly right. It is violent. And I mean, I won't say anything else. I'm enjoying it, but I didn't really know much about it. And like halfway into the pilot, Anthony paused it and was like, you know, this show's about to get like extremely violent. And I was like, no, I thought it was just like a show about contestants on a game show. So, but it's very, I'm very into it, but it is a ride.
Wow. Okay.
It is a ride. Anyway, that's all I want to say. If any other Squid Gamers are out there, it's like the number one show in the world right now. So
I know.
Sure, I can find some other people.
It is wild.
I know. And Anthony was like, we watched it 2 episodes together last night. He's like, this is probably the last time we're going to watch this together because you go to bed too early and I can't wait for you.
Wow.
Should I leave this marriage over that statement?
I mean,
what? It's like, you can't just hold tight.
Seriously.
Yeah. He snuck ahead on the other two. So anyway. All right. Well, I'll shut up now. Let's take a break. Don't shut up.
Never shut up. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before we take a break, we do just want to acknowledge that today is Indigenous Peoples Day. And we got a really thoughtful email from a listener that I'm going to read a part of. And this listener wrote, Indigenous Peoples Day is Monday, and I wanted to encourage you and your fabulous listeners to consider taking the opportunity on the day to offer a land acknowledgement to recognize the traditional land you/they are on at the moment. The website native-land.ca, and we will link to that in the show notes, can help you navigate whose land you're on. And there's a lot of other information online if you want to dig deeper. So we thought this was a great idea, and we are going to do a traditional land acknowledgement.
Yeah, we did. First of all, thank you so much to this listener. What a wonderful suggestion. And we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land upon which we, Doreen Kate, live, the Tongva and the Chumash. I so appreciate this listener suggesting this because it's not something I've done before, and I would like to get way better about it. And especially having it be a consideration as I, you know, travel our country. So I'm really grateful for the suggestion.
I feel like it can become something that just becomes like second nature for a lot of people, because we should be thinking about that.
Yeah.
So
definitely. Well, thank you, listener.
Thank you, listener. And with that, we are going to take a short break. So we will be right back.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, Adori, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like, fashion, I feel like, is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not
possible.
Either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides, Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back. I love this email. Hi, Kat and Dor. I'm behind on the pod, so I was just listening to your TikTok episode. Side note, I don't even remember what we talked about. Do you?
I mean, probably just us like blabbering about how we're on TikTok.
Yeah, you know, I was on, sorry, and then we'll get back to this listener's email. I was on Allison Rosen's podcast. Allison Rosen is your new best friend. And cool. We had a long discussion about TikTok, actually, because she just got on it. And I feel like everyone has the same sort of like, whoa, like, like, I know I'm late to this, but whoa. And so we had a fun little convo that, which like, sorry to just like plug myself, but,
plug away.
I love Allison and I really enjoyed our conversation. So, check it out.
Well, I today made a viral salmon rice bowl that I saw on Emily Marie.
How was it?
Emily Marika's TikTok. Dory, it was so good.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with following her on TikTok. Her TikToks are so soothing and wonderful. And this salmon bowl was delicious.
I've heard it's like actually good.
So good. I could have snarfed like three more down. Anyway, let's get back to this list.
Okay, sorry. I wanted to share that TikTok actually really helped me come out later in life. I was on feminist talk, and that quickly turned into lesbian talk. Hearing people talk about some of the things that I've grappled with since college, having an interest in women, but thinking I'm not queer enough because I've only dated men, internalized biphobia, not trusting and gatekeeping myself, etc., helped me realize that there's no one right way to be queer or bi. Now at 30, I've gone on my first date with a woman, and I'm so excited to explore my fluidity. This might sound silly to some, but TikTok really helped me. Love you all and the pod.
I love it. That's so awesome.
There have been articles about this. Like there was an article in The Cut called TikTok Made Me Gay.
Come on.
And it's like TikTok thought I was a lesbian, and then it's like, wait, I am a lesbian. and then there was another one on Mashable that says the headline was TikTok's algorithms knew I was bi before I did. I'm not the only one. So this is it's very interesting.
That is really fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I'm really happy for this listener that they have found this in TikTok, and I don't think it sounds silly. I think it's wonderful. And the other thing, like, what amazing access for people. Like, whenever totally. I get down about these platforms, I'm always like, oh, but look at this. Like, imagine all the people that might be having the same experience.
Yeah.
Or might be having a different kind of experience in, like, deepening their connection to who they are through people they find on TikTok. Like, that is when stuff like TikTok is great. All these wonderful things come with like such, you know, dark sides, but also good sides.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. Here's one we got that we've actually even recommended this TikTok follow a few times. Hi, Kat and Dor. I wanted to recommend that Dory follow Domestic Blisters on TikTok. I think she goes by Struggle Care on Instagram. It is an account dedicated to cleaning and organizing, but with a lot of content about clutter and mess, not equating with self-worth. I found the account, I believe, through the Forever 35 Housekeeping Facebook group and cannot recommend it enough. It was so funny that this text came through because I was on that TikTok for the first time and I had that tab, like this person's TikTok open and then our text messages open. And it was like very, like sync, what's the word? Not, synchronicity. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Synchronicastic. Nope. That's not a word.
Synchronous.
It was synchronous. It was serendipitous. It was serendipitous.
Yes.
And this person is a great follow. And I will just say, like, I really love this idea of not equating clutter and mess with self-worth, because this is what I think I've been struggling with a lot of like the organizational Instagram accounts I follow, where it feels like you're quote unquote a better person if you are organized in a certain way. And I literally opened my fridge today and laughed because it was such a mess. You know, I'm not a fridge influencer.
No, but
I'm a non-fluencer. I don't know.
You really put your mind to it, Kate.
But I know just like a lot of these sites about organizing end up kind of making me feel bad about myself. And that's
similarly
the way that like a fitness account might you know, affect my body image. And so I've just been noting that. Ooh. So this is really,
I love that connection that there's like, oh, that's so interesting, Kate, that there's like those Fitspo, you know, influencers who are always posting pictures of their bods. And then there's also like the home organization people who are always posting pictures of these like kind of unattainable. And I do go through a binge and purge cycle. Oh my goodness. Maybe
Whoa.
I have like
Fitspo.
Well, I'm just thinking like there are parallels between like diet culture and like the constant quest to like get organized and declutter.
Yes. And so much of the content that we consume is not realistic.
Yes.
And it gives us this unfulfilled expectation that like if we just, you know, bought these things and did these things.
And similar to diet culture, I think like, excuse me, I think when you do quote unquote lose weight or declutter, it's like never enough. You know what I mean? Like you're always trying to lose those last 5 pounds. And it's like, well, I just need to get that one part of the house all set. Mm-hmm. Kate, you are blowing my mind with this connection.
Well, this is the first time it's all kind of made sense in my brain, because I did bring this up with you recently where I was just like looking at organizational sites on Instagram and feeling angry because it was like, this is not realistic. Like no one is putting 3 cucumbers into this plastic bin instead. And like, it was like, what? Like, this isn't really how a human's life looks. Nobody's fridge is rainbow, you know? Or like when you look at those pantries and they're, I'm like, what do you do if you have extra cans of beans and they don't fit into the bin of beans that you've made? Where the fuck does that go? I don't know.
Yes.
I just am like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
It's not really helpful. It's just making me feel like shit. And so, okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. Okay. But it really does, like, I don't actually feel like they've contributed to better, like this kind of influence has made me feel better. It's only made me kind of feel like I can never attain it. I can never do it.
Yeah. Yep. Totally.
Food for thought. Now, there is, not to keep bringing up TikTok, I will include this person's name in the show notes because I don't know it off the top of my head. There is a really funny comedian on TikTok who's like a woman who is our age who does like, satirical is the wrong word, but like she gives like home tours of her very messy house, but is sending up a lot of these like influencer home tours. Ooh. And they are so funny. And they make you feel so much better about yourself when she's like hilariously showing you like the one flip flop on a bench by her entryway.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to link in, if you go to our website, God. That TikTok account will be there, but I just need to find it.
Okay.
All right. Next text before we take a break.
Okay. Dory, can you give us an Invisalign update? I just got mine 2 weeks ago. Any hot tips? I'm finding the on and off routine clunky, and I have stashed toothbrushes in every room in the house. But any other strategies for the next 7 months of being 40 with braces are most welcome. Thank you. Love your pod so much. Okay. I'm happy to give an Invisalign update. I am now more than halfway through. My term is a little over a year, actually. It's like a year and 3 months, I think. I think so. Mine is like 15 months. So mine is like double the amount of time you're doing it. I will say that I pretty quickly stopped brushing after like every single time I ate something. And I will often just like wash, like kind of like take some water and like, not gargle, but like, you know, kind of wash my mouth out just with water. I feel like there's a word for this that I'm forgetting.
That works.
And so that's one thing. I do brush the actual aligners at least once a day. I usually do it at night before I, you know, after I brush my teeth, I'll brush the aligners. If I like know that I'm going to be like having lunch, then recording a podcast, like doing some things all in a row that I will need to be taking my aligners out for, I'll usually just like leave them out for a couple hours. They say you should have them in 20 to 24 hours a day. So like, you know, a lot of times I do feel like I am more on the side of 20 than on 24. I did just see my orthodontist and she complimented me for like how much I'm wearing them. So like, I feel like it's, I'm wearing them enough is what I'm saying. Okay. Other tips.
Do you feel like, do you notice a difference?
Yes, I notice a huge difference. I didn't really notice a difference for at least a couple of months. So like, you know, I think you'll do it. You'll be doing it for a little while and you'll be like, is this even working? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, like my teeth are a lot straighter. And I feel like other people have noticed too. And mine was mostly for my bottom teeth, but it's also like, I think it's helped my bite. Like, I think it's just had these sort of like other benefits that I wasn't expecting. My other piece of advice is when you get the aligners, it comes with a case. I bought two more cases on Amazon, because I was often like taking them off, like in the kitchen and being like, where's my case? Or like my case was in another room in the house and I didn't feel like getting it. And I was like wrapping them in a paper towel. And then like a couple times I threw them away by mistake and realized it pretty quickly. But like, it's so much easier when you have multiple cases around, because then you always have somewhere to put them. Yeah.
All right.
I think that's it. But like, welcome to this journey. Make sure that you go to your regular dentist for cleanings, because you do really need to like make sure you're keeping your regular teeth healthy.
Because they get like gross under there.
Yeah, because like if you're not like brushing and flossing and keeping them clean regularly, like yeah, they can get, because you're like collecting more saliva under there. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have them on right now?
I don't, because you sound a little different. Like I have like a tiny bit of a lisp when I have them in, which is normal. And so like you would be able to tell if I had them in, because I would like, sound different.
Today you went to a coffee shop and like did a little work. Did you take them out at the coffee shop to drink your coffee?
No, I took them out before I left for the coffee shop, because I was just like, I'll just like, this will just be like the period that I have them off for today.
Well, I went to the dentist today and inquired about getting a bottom retainer because my teeth are shifting again. So,
what did they say?
Oh, the dentist was like, "All right, let's do it." Like he was like, "You could do Invisalign, you could do regular braces, you could just get a retainer so the things they don't move anymore," which is what I'm going to do. Like, it's my bottom teeth.
That's the exciting thing I want to tell you.
Yeah, these bottom teeth are going to, I need them to stay where they are.
Yeah, stay where you are, teeth.
Yeah, don't move teeth. I mean, what a mistake I made not wearing my retainer from like the ages of 18 to 42 because I wouldn't have to deal with this.
You know, I feel like I've heard this story so many times and all I can say is that it seems like it was not like imparted on people enough that like you had to wear your retainer or your teeth would move.
Yeah, I thought once I got the braces were done, they just kind of stayed. I didn't know they were going to decide to move back as I got older.
Yeah, I feel like that was I'd never had braces, so I don't know, but that it does seem like that was a common misconception.
Yeah. The money my parents spent on those freaking braces. Ugh. All right. Okay. Well, look, time for a break. We'll BRB in a minute.
Okay. BRB.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Dory, I did want to mention that the TikTok person I was talking about earlier can be found at Jody Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, comedy on TikTok.
Is that Jody with an I or with a Y or with an
Jody
I-E?
With a Y. Jody Carroll comedy does very funny tours of her home and her fridge and her backyard and everything else. And she will make you feel better.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for that rec. All right. Well, we have an email.
Okay.
Do you want to read it or shall I read it?
You know, that's a great question. You read it.
Okay. Hello, Kate and Dory. Do you have recommendations for a lip color for people who hate everything but Carmex? It gets a bad rap, but I adore it. In stick form, though. None of that tiny tub nonsense. Anyway, I'm 32, mom to a one-year-old, work full-time, and I'm generally a hot mess. I'm longing for something that helps me feel put together and takes 15 seconds, but I feel like lipsticks dry out my lips, and I hate how they leave color all over cups. But is this just the price I pay, or do I need a tinted lip balm? What even is a lip oil or lip stain? And bonus points if it is free from artificial dyes because my husband is allergic. Looking put together is a goal, but a bigger goal is not giving him hives. Ha ha. Kate, do you have any suggestions for this listener?
All right. Well, I have kind of a controversial take. My first thought was like, what's just make your life easier and just stick to Carmex. Like, you don't need, I bet you look put together with a little bit of some refreshing Carmex on your lip It's not going to dry you out. You know it works for you. You know your husband doesn't have an allergic reaction to it. I think that you can, if you wanted to accentuate other things, like if you were trying to put on a little makeup to just like make your face pop, do some mascara. You know, like, I don't know, give yourself your cheek a little zhuzh.
Okay.
Throw on some highlighter. If the CarMax is, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, to me, why go down this road if you don't have to?
Wow. Now, okay.
Our previous guest, Bessie Donna, recommended a lip oil. So you should check out that episode for her recommendation. A lip oil, I've used, like, I think I've used like a Clinique lip oil in black honey. That's going to be more of a moisturizing feeling, but not long lasting. A lip stain is actually going to stain your lips and stay on. And that I find feels very dry, even when I put something over it.
Okay, first of all, I agree with Kate's suggestion. You could just keep rocking the CarMax. But I would also try Burt's Bees tinted lip balm.
I like those. Those are nice.
They're nice, and they're $4.99. So they're not going to break the bank. They come in a range of colors. They are moisturizing. I really like Burt's Bees lip balm anyway. And so in the tinted version, I think you'll enjoy this.
I will recommend Glossier's balm.com. You're going to need to go in and check the ingredients because I'm unclear about what is an artificial dye, but I really love their balms. I have the cherry. I have one, and I think like a plum. No, excuse me. I have the rose balm. I have the cherry. They're really nice. They feel good going on. But also, I Googled and CarMax makes tinted CarMax. So if those don't affect your husband's allergy, why don't you just go down that road?
Wow. Okay.
So, but hey, maybe someone has some good ideas. Someone will weigh in. Yeah.
Well, Kate, I think that brings us to the end of the show here.
I'm just thinking about how I'm going to go put on some lip stuff.
Well, you know, I have my Tatcha Kisu lip mask right here on my desk.
You know what? That's so funny. I keep that somewhere on this desk too. And then I've also got an Aquaphor lip repair and a Vaseline.
I'm putting it on right now.
Me too. Thank you, CarMax listener.
Feels good.
Now, CarMax is one of those like cult prods that I feel like I got very into in like middle school that some people still love.
Possibly controversial opinion. I was very into those very like medicated lip balms.
I know exactly what you mean.
And then I found out that like they're actually kind of bad for your lips. Like they create a vicious cycle of like kind of stripping your lips and then like you become dependent on them, I guess is what I'm saying. So I don't know. Just something I randomly read probably 15 years ago.
Don't you love that? But it sticks with you.
It sure does.
It does.
All right. Well, listen, this was fun. And I'll talk to everyone again soon, including you, Kate.
That's right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.